Yeah, we're lucky to have Sydney FC midfielder Paulo Retri on the line. Good morning, Paulo.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Terrific performance last weekend against Melbourne City, 3-0.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Paulo, in the build-up to that, everyone was saying, oh, you know, it'd be too hard for Sydney FC. You know, this is their third game in 6 days and all of that sort of stuff. What was the attitude from Steve Corica and the players, I guess, as well? Because you had an excuse not to perform, but you don't want to have an excuse leading into a game.
No, exactly right. And I think it was more so we had that extra motivation with the midweek game that sort of didn't go our way, and everybody just sort of wanted to make it right and had the right mentality just going into the game. And I think we showed that, you know, our fitness levels are at, you know, very good level this year. So, yeah, that's basically it.
And what about for yourself, mate? You scored your first goal for the club.
Yeah, it was a fantastic feeling. Just to score my first goal was in front of my friends and family that I'm originally from Melbourne as well. And yeah, and it's just a really good feeling to sort of get off the duck for my club.
It's only week three.
Yeah, exactly.
But still, the earlier you can break your duck, the better off you are. There's no doubt about that. Newcastle Jets, there's no shortage. You mentioned motivation earlier on, Paulo, as well. There shouldn't be any shortage of motivation here because you won the Premier's Plate last year, but it was actually the Newcastle Jets, wasn't it, that put Sydney FC out of the grand final?
Well, yeah, basically. They won their game on the other side of the draw and against Melbourne City, and then we played Melbourne Victory, and unfortunately, went in the grand final. So, yeah, that's kind of how it goes. It's kind of like our, kind of bittersweet, a bit like the grand final in terms of, not making it there and stuff like that and just falling short at the end, a bit like the FA Cup final. But that's part of football, and, you got to dust yourself off and keep going. And I think like that's what we showed on Friday night.
Yeah, you lost one of the best marquee players of the competition last year in Bobo, but you've picked up a good one in Adam Lafondre.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. He settled in so well with the club, not only just on the field. Obviously, he's in really good form, red-hot form, and he's been scoring every week. But just as a person, he's like really likeable and a great character to have around the dressing room as well. So, I'm sure he'll... keep bagging him in for us.
Yeah, Paula, can I ask when those marquee players, arrive to your club with big reputations, how do they fit in? And are they real good team players and they fit into the schemes and the systems and they really buy in? Or is it, more sometimes about themselves and their families just coming out here and seeing it as a bit of a stopover for them, so to speak?
Journey, yeah.
To be honest, I think, like you're saying, it can sort of look like that sometimes, and I think it just comes down to the club, recruiting the right people, exactly how they are off the field, if they're, and I'm sure, that they did their due diligence at Sydney FC to see, what kind of characters they are off the field, and, they seem to always have pretty good marquees players coming out, A lot of the marquee players that they've had out in the A-League have been, really big advocates of, being fantastic off the field and being easy to settle in. So, yeah, I haven't really seen it too much, to be honest.
Yeah. Did you get involved in the Melbourne Cup? Were you in a sweep? Or do you like the horses? And did you find the winner?
No, I didn't find the winner, no. I just went with... pretty boring, pretty well, because I used number 8 at my club. I just went for number 8 and it didn't go too well. But
and how are you finding life under your new coach, Stevie Corica?
Yeah, it's good. He sort of showed that, he's stepping up to the plate and we've had really good results at the moment. And, everybody at the club's just enjoying playing their football. So,
It's been a good start for Sydney FC, the Premier Plate winners from last season. We wish them to win that again and also get into the grand final this year. Paulo, congratulations on breaking your duck there as far as the goals were concerned, and bang another one in against the Newcastle Jets.
Thank you very much. It's okay.